By Noor O'Malley, local journalism initiative reporter Ha Shilth saw up Mount Washington, indigenous youth can ride through the trees or sit and throw snowballs. It's all about having fun and being free for members of the Vancouver Island Indigenous Snowboard and Ski Team. The recreation-focused, 100% volunteer-driven snowboard and ski team is accepting applications from Vancouver Island-based Indigenous youth ages 12 to 17 until November 12. Members receive a pass to Mount Washington Ski Resort for the 2024-2025 season, access to gear if they need, plus holistic training that promotes healthy living and long-term love for the sport. We're not drilling kids to go fast, you know all these things that competing brings. We're like, backquote, just have fun, said Coach Steve Rikalma, a community archaeologist who is Kwakwaka'wakw from the Qualicum First Nation. Let's just get out. Don't think about anything else but being free and being here. Team membership and admin coordinator Kim Leeming says the program helps Indigenous youth reconnect to the land in a different way. We're leading by example with the lifestyle that we've chosen to have, said Leeming, a veteran snowboarder who is of Cree descent from Lac La Ronge, Saskatchewan. Rikalma, a former competitive snowboarder, adds that being a role model includes showing up with a healthy meal, drinking fluids constantly and being clean and sober on the mountain. Snowboarding saved my life from drugs and alcohol at an early age, he shares. The Vancouver Island Indigenous Snowboard Team evolved from the First Nations Snowboard Team in Whistler, a legacy of the 2010 Winter Olympics. With a constant commitment from Mount Washington Ski Resort, the program has supported hundreds of Indigenous youth throughout the years. Going forward, Leeming says they're looking to build capacity by connecting with Indigenous leaders and working with other organizations and nations that can provide guidance. We've been holding back. We know how big this can be. We know how it can bloom and blossom, which is amazing for Indigenous youth, said Leeming, a full-time staff member of the Indigenous Sport, Physical Activity and Recreation Council, ISPARC. Rikalma would love to see more Indigenous coaches added to the program, adding that one of his former students is returning this year as an instructor. It's kind of like a revolving door. We teach the youth and then they teach the youth. They learn how to coach and they see how we operate, he said. We are more than a coach to them, we're mentors, we're friends. They really start to open up to you and build a level of trust when you see them all season. It's just huge for both parties, he went on to share that he's been spending a lot of time in the mountains these days and can feel the temperature difference. I'm just really excited for it all, Rikalma beams. Leeming can't hide her optimism. I think this year is going to be a really good snow year, she said. Anyone interested in applying to the program or boosting capacity as a coach is encouraged to email Vancouver Island, fnstupdown@gmail.com or visit Indigenous Snowboard Team, Vancouver Island on Facebook for more information.